Planet Fitness has everything you need to get stronger just around the corner, so you can give everything you've got. Whether you want to crush a few reps before class with our expanded strength equipment or sweat it out on your way home from work, with over 2,800 locations, there's a Planet Fitness close to you, and most are open 24 hours. Join the club today and get your first month free. Just $1 down, $15 a month. No commitment. Deal ends Friday, February 13th. You coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.
So on this podcast, I talk a lot about wisdom. But what is understanding? Is there a difference between wisdom and understanding? In the Bible, it does give distinct mentions of them. For example, in Proverbs, it says, let wisdom be the principal thing, but then all thy getting understanding. So it's two different things. And I love visiting other churches. One of the reasons why I love to visit other churches, specifically of pastors where I feel that are really steeped within the Word of God, and God has anointed them in really teaching in a way that will give you understanding, that gives you hope, and that brings you closer to God. Pastor Courtney, he's a local pastor within the area I live in, and he said, knowledge is a collection of information. Intelligence is the ability to process that information. Wisdom is the moral orientation of knowledge. And of course, we know that wisdom comes from God. But then when he broke this down, then it led me to a point of saying, then what is understanding? Let's talk. Welcome back. I am so thankful that you are here. Welcome to Conquer Me Podcast. I am Jennifer Jefferson. Over here, we talk about the joys of developing a personal relationship with Jesus. So we may be about our Father's business, okay? We need to do the work of the Lord while we are here on earth. And so I want to this is like one of my true desires. I've realized as I've been going through this journey with the podcast and going through this journey of building what God has called me to do, and I am one of those people where I need a deep level of clarity, a deep level of understanding, and I move, but I don't feel like I move with precision until God gives me another level of something, right? And so as I've been going through this process with this podcast, God continues to give me a deeper thirst for him. And before we continue this conversation, please like, please subscribe, please download, go ahead, share this podcast. If anything that I say on today you feel is a blessing and you feel like it can bless somebody else, make sure you go ahead and send that to somebody. Because if you have not been paying attention to the world around you, you can tell, my goodness, we need a dose of God's wisdom. And we know through previous podcasts and also in previous books in the Bible, chapters in the Bible, in Proverbs, wisdom is for everybody. Wisdom is for those who are wise. Wisdom is for the simple. Wisdom is for the young. Wisdom is for the old. Wisdom is for everyone. So we all need some more wisdom. So please make sure that you subscribe to this podcast, download it, share it, like it, all the things, right? So I want to continue this conversation about wisdom. And like I was saying before, as I'm building what God is telling me to build, there has been a deeper thirst for his word that continues to be poured into me. And it is not just the deeper, when I say deeper thirst for his word, it's not just to read. It is to gain understanding. And I was studying the other day and I was telling my husband I had to really just accept the way that God has me in my mind and how he has created me. Meaning, you know, some people, like I look at my husband, he can just read the word of God, right? When I say read, I'm like, he'll just read chapter after chapter after chapter. While I'm the type of person, when I read something, immediately there's questions that come up, right? And so that's what we're going to talk about today, just really from my studies and what God has given me for my studies regarding Proverbs 8:1. And we're going to be in Proverbs 8:1, and I'm in the NLT version. So if you want to go ahead and get your Bibles, pull out your phone, whatever it is, pull that out. We're going to be in Proverbs 8:1, and we'll probably end at verse, I want to say 12. So as I was studying the word, I realized part of the desire to gain understanding is you having a curiosity. And that is something that I want us to have permission with. Be curious about God. Let's get out of assumptions. Let's get out of just being familiar with him. Let's get out of this thing of just like, this is just what it is. This is the God I have always known. Yes, he is the same today, yesterday, and forevermore. God does not change. But the question is, has your discovery of him been renewed? Have you had a fresh discovery or understanding of God lately? Is there something to where you're like, man, Lord, I see that. I didn't see that in your word before. Now I understand your character, because the more and more and more and more we understand God's character, we understand ourselves. And I want to go back to what I was saying regarding Pastor Courtney in the beginning of the podcast. What he said was knowledge is a collection of information, right? So in order to obtain the knowledge of information, the question I have, what are you consuming? So since we are believers, and if you are new here, please keep listening. And if you're curious about the Christian faith, please make sure you continue to listen. I want us to realize that the knowledge that we have to obtain first, it has to be our foundation, is of the Word of God. And I know there's some things out there regarding what's in there, what has been taken out, this version, that version. Please trust me. The Holy Ghost is so beautiful and so loving to where he will meet you where you are with whatever questions that you have. But you have to take the step to start being curious and actually go on the journey to discover God. And discover who he is and discover his will, his ways of communication, all of these things. So the knowledge that when we speak of knowledge as believers, we need to have so much knowledge of the word of God. I've had so many people say, sis, how do I know God's voice? I don't know if it's my voice, God's voice. I don't know if it's the enemy's voice or whatever. Trust and believe. You will know his voice by knowing his word, which is the Bible. So this is why I encourage people to start there, because this is where we begin to have the ability to process with the intelligence of information. So as we are consuming the information, which is knowledge, right, the collection of it, then now we can process it. So we can process it through the Holy Spirit. He is our guide. He is our teacher. So now we can begin to process this information through the Holy Spirit about what is it? What is your capacity to acquire this knowledge? The reason, and how do I apply this knowledge? This is where we begin to mature. This is where we begin to grow. And wisdom, I love what Pastor Courtney said. Wisdom is the moral orientation of knowledge. Wisdom comes from God. I cannot be my own personal moral compass. That it doesn't work like that. I love when, what's her name? Chrisette Michelle. There was a video she put out years ago. And she was just saying, oh, follow. And she said, you know, I hear when people say, follow your heart. And she said, you mean this heart? This broken heart? This heart that has been abused? This heart? So she kind of went on. But you get what I'm saying. This heart that has a lot of misunderstanding, this heart that has gone through so many trials and tribulation where I can't sometimes get my way out. Like you have to examine, like I want you to take a moment, examine your heart. Is your heart fickle? Does your heart give up on you? one moment you're walking down the path and you just say, nope, I don't want to do this anymore. So I can't rely on my emotions and my heart. And that's the truth of it. A lot of times when people say, you know, follow your heart, it's really your emotions. And it's really what's based off of your past experience. And it's interesting, the more and more you dive into science and how the mind is made, then you realize that we are always in a survival mode. Flight or fight. So anytime when we're discovering things that are new, are discovering things that seem uncertain, our brain, there's a part of our brain that actually goes into protection mode that says, nope, don't do it, because our minds go back to when things were really rough. Since the beginning of time, when I want you to think about it, when Adam and Eve were out here just with these doggone animals, they weren't in a doggone protected house with AC and heat, where they can go to the grocery store to get there.
Planet Fitness has everything you need to get stronger just around the corner, so you can give everything you've got. Whether you want to crush a few reps before class with our expanded strength equipment or sweat it out on your way home from work, with over 2,800 locations, there's a Planet Fitness close to you, and most are open 24 hours. Join the club today and get your first month free. Just $1 down, $15 a month, no commitment. Deal ends Friday, February 13th. Are you coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.
Food? No. So it's amazing how our minds are still in this kind of primal thing, even though it's a beautiful mind, but we have to renew our mind through Christ Jesus, so that when those fear factors kicked in, when we're saying, oh, follow your heart, and we're like, no, I'm not doing it. I'm not talking about discernment. I'm not talking about discernment. Some people say, well, what about intuition? I'm not talking about discernment. I'm talking about when we are following our heart, because we begin to feel like something, this is anew. So we say no versus ask the questions so that we can obtain understanding. The only way to get understanding is to have a mindset of curiosity. Let's go into Proverbs 8 and 1, and we're going to stop at verse 12. Proverbs 8:1 says, listen as wisdom calls out, hear as understanding raises her voice. On the hilltop along the road, she takes her stand at the crossroad, by the gates at the entrance to the town. On the road leading in, she cries aloud, I call to you, to all of you. I raise my voice to all people. You simple people, use good judgment. You foolish people, show some understanding. Listen to me, for I have important things to tell you. Everything I say is right, for I speak the truth and detest every kind of deception. My advice is wholesome. There is nothing devious or crooked in it. My words are plain to anyone with understanding, clear to those with knowledge. Choose my instruction rather than silver, and knowledge rather than pure gold. For wisdom is far more valuable than rubies. Nothing you desire can compare with it. Nothing you desire can compare with it. And the last one I want to read is 12. I, wisdom, live together with good judgment. I know where to discover knowledge and discernment. Ooh, gosh, that feels so good. That would hit my spirit. I know where to discover knowledge and discernment. Not you know. Not the latest book, not the latest podcast, not the latest guru, not the latest influencer, not whoever politician, not your favorite person, blah, 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 blah. Wisdom is saying, I live together with good judgment. I know where to discover knowledge and discernment. So this goes back to the scripture that I said earlier. It's in Proverbs. I need to pull up exactly where it is, but it says, and let wisdom be the principal thing, but in all thy getting, get an understanding. And we know that scripture also tells us that wisdom comes from God, that anyone who desires it or asks of it, that he will give it to you freely. That's what scripture says. So we're asking of wisdom continuously. Every day, God, I need a fresh dose of your wisdom. I need some wisdom on how to do this day today, because today is a new day. I'm thankful for it, but I need wisdom. God, I know my seasons are changing. Things are changing around me. I see that kids are getting older. I'm getting older. Life is changing. Oh, new job, new this, blah, 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 blah. God, I need your wisdom. Or God, I'm preparing. I desire this. God, I need your wisdom for that. So wisdom is letting you know that at the end of the day, I know where to discover the knowledge. Wisdom is like, I will point you to it, but you have to ask it. I will give you discernment of what is not me and what is me, but you have to ask for me. So we have to be in communication consistently with wisdom. And we know that Jesus himself is the full embodiment of wisdom, right? Jesus is always in the point of intercession and speaking. So when we are calling out and we ask things in the name of Jesus, we have to know that it will be so. So we need to make sure that we're constantly asking God for his wisdom. And Jesus will sit here and be like, all right, they need your wisdom. He's like, cool, I'll give them some more wisdom. It really is that simple, but we have to continue asking. We have to be still enough to hear it and understanding and have enough discipline to be in God's word to hear and understand his voice. Once again, going back to what I said, when people ask, how do I know the difference between my voice and God's voice? And then I say, you have to be in your word. And they look at me like, is it that simple? It is that simple. They want something more complex. I want us to understand God is mysterious and God is deep, but he is also very much so practical. Very much so practical. So when we're talking about understanding, then what is that? If we look at the definition of understanding of what basically Webster definition is. Understanding is, it represents a deeper comprehension involving the essence. So, you know, the essence is like the character, the soul of something. It says, so involving the essence of the information and the ability to apply it practically, which cannot be easily measured. Oh my gosh. I'm going to be honest with you. As I was studying this, that was something to where when I saw that definition and I said, cannot be easily measured. And I realized that's also something that God is still maturing within me. Sometimes I want to measure it to a point to where it's like a recipe. But that's not always how it is in our walk with God. That's just the truth of it. Sometimes we want it to be so precise, like, God, give it to me like this. But see, what happens is if it's so easily measured, if I just focus on that just for a hot second, if it's so easily measured, then the question is, once someone gives you the recipe, do you now have the need to go back to them? If I give you exactly how to do what you need to do, and you're like, I understand it, but yet I don't fully understand it. Aha, because you need to keep going back to the person. Going back to wisdom, going back to God. And a lot of times we are trying to fill that void with other things. Because it's like, my mom said it like this, and I love how she said it. She said, with God, there is a part 1, 2, 3, 4. She said, the Lord will give you a point A, and then you're like, okay, then you have to go back for point B. Then it's like, okay, now I have point C. Because remember, the Bible says that he orders our footsteps. So a lot of times we want to see all the footsteps. Or God, can I see a third of the footsteps? And he's like, I'm just going to show you these two footsteps. And you have understanding and knowledge in those two footsteps. And then now the question is, okay, how do I get to number three? You have to go back. So when you have this curiosity about God and asking questions, that is a good thing. I want us to ask so many questions of him. Because what happens is when we are moving and there's something that we cannot measure and we don't have an understanding, we understand, but I don't fully understand. It's not settled. Have we ever thought about that void that is there? It's not that you are off, that you missed the mark. The void is simply, God is like, just come back to me. You haven't left him. He's just like, just call me deeper. He's calling us deeper. That's what understanding does. It calls us deeper. Psalms 42 and 7 says this. Deep calls to deep. In the roar of your waterfalls, all of your waves and your breakers have swept over me. This is a passage in the book of Psalms. And this specific song is written by the sons of Korah. I know I'm probably saying that name completely wrong. K-O-R-A-H. Yes. And these were Levites. So this is in the book of Psalms. So let's kind of do a rewind. Let's go back a little bit to give a little back history. So the sons of Korah are descendants of Korah. It was one of the Levites who were part of the children of Israel. This is during the time when they were wandering the wilderness, right? And they were murmuring, complaining. They were like, oh, I'd rather go back to slavery than deal with this wilderness, right? Years and years and years and years and years. So Korah and some other people in the tribe decided that they're going to basically revolt against Moses. Moses was like, y'all are not coming against me. You all are coming against God. And they were like, well, how do we know you're treating us like servants? Even after, it's a really good, and look, if you guys really want to go back and study it, it's in the book of Numbers. And let me look at my notes. It's Numbers 14, chapter 14 and chapter 16. So read chapter 14 through 16, and it will give you like some back history to understand what was happening and even how God responded and how Moses, even though they came against him, Moses still interceded for them because God was like, all right, I'm done with this. He was about to go ahead and like literally in that moment, take him out. Moses was like, please, 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 Lord, please, please. Don't take out the innocent because of these people. Go ahead. Well, can you, like, Moses stayed interceding for people. Moses stayed. Some of us know that. Some of us are those people where we stay interceding for people. But please understand this. Just because you have interceded, which is a blessing and which is what we should do as believers, we need to cover our brothers and sisters in the blood of Jesus. When our brothers have fallen, we have to cover them in love to help to restore them. But they have to be active participants in the restoration. But please believe, God's forgiveness does not remove the consequences because this is a result of the consequence. Basically, what happened, Korah and all of them, they kept cutting up. God said, all right, cool. I'm going to forgive you of your sins. But what you will do, you will be swallowed up. And the earth opened up. Boom. Period. Gone. So these were the descendants of them. And they were exiled. They wanted to go back to the presence of God. Because in Psalms 42:1, it says, as the deer longs for the streams of water, so I long for you, God. So let's tie this into understanding. When there's an area that feels like a void, that seems like there's questions there, ask the questions. Ask the questions so that the deep of God can call you into the deeps of him, because really what it is your soul yearning for God. Sometimes we think our soul yearns for him when all hell has broken loose, when we have lost everything and we've gone through some major traumatic things and we're just crying out to God. Yes, those moments happen, but that's not every day. Do you want to stay in traumatic incidents every day? Every day? No, I don't want that. Honey, I like my peace. I like stability. But when there's questions that I have and I'm moving, and I'm going to be honest with you, the things that God has having me to build in this season, I'm moving. And hear that word, I'm moving. I am not sitting and waiting for understanding. I am moving and then asking God for understanding along the way. God, I know because I need to move on what I do know. I need to move and do the things that he has called me to do. But the other things where there seems to be questions, I need to continue to ask of him, because truly it is my soul saying, God, I need more of your wisdom and understanding. I need more of your instructions. Think about it. When we, going back to an example of, if someone gave you a recipe and that's all that they gave you, would you sit here and call them again? You're like, at first, no. But see, you will call them again when things start to not be just right. You're like, you know, this cake is turning out right, but it's not just right. I don't understand it. And then you call that person and you say, hey, what flour are you using? Oh, I use this brand. Like, oh no, that is a terrible brand. They didn't tell you to use that brand, to use a specific brand. They just told you, oh no, just use flour. And that's all. And they were like, oh no, you use this one because of quality. The ingredients are far better. What you're using is the cheap brand, and that's why it's tasting and it's doing this and blah, 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 blah. And you're like, oh, so you use that. You use the flour. Okay, cool. You try it again. And you're like, man, I don't understand. What am I missing? It's not exactly quite right. It's good, but it's not quite right. You call the person again. Hey, I don't know what I'm doing. I change the flour, change this, blah, blah, blah. And then as the conversation go, and they're like, oh, it sounds like you're overmixing the batter. What? No, you mixing it too much. When you overmix the batter, it does this, it does that, blah, blah, blah. And you're like, oh, do you get what I'm saying? So when we go back to understanding, and even that last part of the definition, where it says that understanding, which cannot be easily measured. When we're walking, we have to be in the process of doing. Hear me. We have to be in the process of doing. Because as we're doing, then the Lord will begin to reveal areas that are still void of his knowledge. He will begin to reveal areas that are void of his truth. He will begin to reveal areas that are void of his instructions, even as you are walking with him. Please, please forget this notion that once you become a Christian, or even you've been walking with him for a long time, that you got this thing locked and loaded. It's in the bag. Absolutely not. This is why we never arrive in God. We grow with the scripture tells us we grow from glory to glory, grace to grace. Like, we're growing consistently. This is where we're going. It is a process. I reach towards the high mark. And that's not to say how high that mark is, but if we're talking about the high mark in Christ Jesus, that lets us know that's a very, 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 very high mark. As you are moving in God, he will begin to reveal the areas where you need of him. Proverbs 8:1, wisdom was saying, listen to my instructions. It is more precious than anything, than silver and gold. That's money. That's currency. That's power. Let's just be real. During that time when people had silver and they had gold an immense amount, please, you were the wealthy of the wealthiest. See, we don't understand this today because a lot of us have current paper currency and or we have digital currency. Some countries, not everything is backed by gold and actual weighted metal, things that are precious. Things cannot just be printed. I know here in America, our dollar hasn't been backed by gold in I don't know how long. I think it stopped in the 60s. So we just print money. Literally, just print money. But it has value. Value because of the country. Value because of the military force. Value because of all these other things. And so when wisdom is saying, I am more valuable than that. Listen to me. Ask questions. But you have to walk with wisdom. You have to continue to be in there and allow God to reveal the areas that are void, even in your walk. Allow him to do that. And when you see it, be curious about asking the questions. Be curious of saying, God, what is it? be curious about saying, okay, God, I believe I have an understanding, but I don't feel like I have an understanding. And so the Bible says this in James 4, I want to say, let me pull this up real quick. And it's about drawing near to God. And sometimes we think that, and this is what I'm going off a base of, like, just experience and conversations that I've had with people throughout the years of ministry. People are like, I want to get close to God and I'm not feeling his presence. And the question I always ask them, but where are you? Because James 4 and 8 says, draw near to God and he will draw near to you. Cleanse your hands, you sinners, and purify your hearts, you double-minded. God is saying, scripture is telling us that we have to draw near to him. So even in our walk, this is why I said, do not become familiar. Do not become stagnant. Do not feel like this is all that I am. No, 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 no. Keep moving in God. Keep moving in God. Keep moving in God. Keep moving in God. My mom likes to use this analogy of when water is not consistently flowing through. So when you think about a brook and there is no stream, that stream cleanses it. But when it just stays there, it gets nasty. It gets moldy. Nothing is moving. So what happens in our life when we are no longer moving? You're like, well, God, I made step one and two, and so I'm good here. But if you are not continuing to ask God of questions or paying attention to wisdom, giving you discernment, because see, discernment will let you know that something is here, but it's not quite right. Just like that recipe example, it's good, but it's still not quite right. What is off? So when those questions come in, you have to be curious, drawing nearer to God, and he will draw near to you because the deep calls into the deep. A lot of us, our problem is not that we do not know him. The problem is we are in shallow waters. We want to stay near the shore because the shore is familiar. But getting deep in that ocean, oh, Lord, wait a minute. Think about it. Peter was curious. Peter was bold. Peter said, Lord, if it's you, call. Call me and I come. Bid me to come and I'll come. Peter stepped out, walked towards him, and got nervous. I understand. And he started to drown. Jesus did not fuss at him. He met him where he was. He actually came down and he grabbed his arm. He went down to grab his arm as Jesus was standing on water. And Jesus walked with him back to the boat. He understands. Jesus understands that we want more of him. But sometimes that want leads us to a place of nervousness and anxious and I don't know what it is. And then we feel like if I made a mistake or if I had a moment of doubt, if I had a this or that, the next thing you know, is he still with me? Yes. Go look that up. Go look up that scripture. Look up that parable, that story in the Bible, where Peter asks to walk on water. Jesus didn't tell him to get back on the boat by himself. He walked with him. He knew he was vulnerable. He knew he was weak. See, wisdom lets us know when I'm weak, I call on God. When I'm drowning, I call on God. Because he wants to be there for us. So in your curiosity and your questions, he wants to be the answer. But the question is, do you want him to be the answer? Even as a believer, do you want him to be the answer? Or is your degree the answer? Is your years of experience the answer? Are your stubborn ways the answer? This is how I've always done it, and this is how it's going to be. So this is what I'm going to challenge you on this week. The questions that you have, anything that pops up in your mind, don't dismiss it. Explore it. If a thought comes up, don't say, what is that? Well, do say, what is that? Don't just say, what is that? And then dismiss it.
Say, what is that? And become curious. Scripture tells us to hold every thought captive. Every thought captive. Not just some. Every thought captive. Think about it. When something is captive, that means you hold it, you examine it, you ask questions. This is where understanding comes in. This is when we get to the deeper waters of Him. Because these are just signals that your body is saying and your mind is saying and your situation and your soul is saying, I need more of God. Psalms 42:1, he said, my soul panteth, it desires you like deer after a water, like I'm thirsty and hungry for you. Thirsty and hunger. So sometimes we think of thirst or hunger when we're just literally dehydrated. No. Do you only drink water when you're extremely dehydrated? No. You drink water so that you will not become dehydrated. So challenge, that's the challenge this week. Take a time to sit back and hear thoughts that come up. Write it down. Where did this come from? Who did this come from? Does this thought give glory to God? Lord, show me in your word that this is you or not you. As you're doing things, don't dismiss the discernment that this isn't quite right. Something is off. Because that's how a lot of times we say it. We could say, something isn't right. Something is off. Right? And you feel it. But take that moment to say, okay, wait a minute, Holy Spirit, I'm feeling this. And I need you to show me why am I feeling this? What is it? And just take a moment. Take a moment. Sometimes He will answer you in that moment. Sometimes He won't. There were times where I've been in prayer and I'm talking to the Lord and the Lord will say, I will reveal the understanding. I will reveal later. And I'm like, okay. I remember when I was younger, I was like, why? I want it now. Da, 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 da. Like, you know, like most young children, they want it now. But as we grow in God, you're like, okay, I understand. I understand God. Okay. Be curious about God. Those questions, the things that seem off, and the things that you discern that are correct. You know, sometimes it could be something where it feels like, see, a lot of times with discernment is giving us a deeper insight that sometimes we cannot fully articulate, but it aligns with God, right? And so, when I say aligns with God, God is giving His instruction, His will, His path. He's revealing His heart. He's revealing His character. There's so many things that happen. So you can discern something that is good. Like, oh, there's something about this just feels right. Take time and say, why? Just say, why? God, reveal. Why does this feel right? And then you can go down a Google search. I don't know how many times I've had a thought and the Lord would just say, Google it. And I just start Googling. I'm like, oh my gosh, this is amazing. So I don't want us just to look at things to where we're discerning when things are off, but also when things are right, when your spirit is talking to you, when the Holy Spirit is talking to you, when the spirit man is talking to you, listen, wisdom is crying out. But who's going to stop and listen? And engage and be curious to ask questions to gain understanding. I pray that you have received something on today. Please make sure that you like and subscribe and share this podcast. I want us to grow. I want us to grow. That is at the depth of my heart, that believers, we begin to grow in all capacities, all areas of our life so that we can share the gospel. That we can be the ones bringing people in. There's so much nastiness and craziness going on, and people have twisted the word of God. They have twisted the character of God. They keep changing who He is because they want it to benefit them. And so many people are losing their way because they're listening to people who are lost themselves. They are wolves in sheep clothing. So the more that we discover of God's character, we can discern the spirits that are not. and we can see what is not. We can see what fruit is God and what fruit is not God. So I pray that you have received something. Lord, we thank you for this time together. We thank you for what you have done and what you have said on today, God. We thank you for how you have just continued to bless us throughout this day, God. And anyone that is listening right now, they know in their bottom of their hearts, they need a deeper relationship within you, for you. Lord, allow them to jump into the waters. Yes, it's scary. Yes, it defies all gravity. Yes, it doesn't make sense. All of these things, but allow them, give them your courage. Give them your willpower. Give them your Holy Spirit, another dose of it, a fresh pouring out of your Holy Spirit to be bold in what you have called them to do. Lord, we thank you for the one who is listening and they do not know you as their Savior, but they've listened to this entire podcast or a portion of it. And they say, man, this is what my soul is yearning. My soul is yearning God. I want you to repeat after me so that God can be your Savior. Jesus can be your Savior. Lord, I am a sinner. I believe that you are the Son of God. I believe that you died and rose for me. Please forgive me of my sins. And I surrender my life to you. If you believe that and you have confessed that and you believe it in your heart, we are rejoicing. Heaven is rejoicing. God is thankful that one of his children has returned home. You are now in the kingdom of God. And what I encourage all of us to do is to make sure that we find a church home. It can be a big church, small church, medium church. It can be a storefront church. There are churches everywhere. But make sure that the church is preaching the word of God. Make sure that the church is preaching Jesus as the center, and they're always striving for you to be better in life. A church that is full of love, full of his light. Let's walk away from stuff that's just entertaining. I have no problem with entertaining, but if the entertaining is not making you grow, there's a problem. And I don't want us to run to stuff just because it's traditional and familiar, because God may be telling you, no, you need to do the opposite. So, but just be on the journey and be patient on the journey. And have patience with others as you would like for people to have patience and grace with you. I love each and every one of you all, and I will speak to you next week.